The following article, Calming Troubled Political Waters, by Michael Muslin, was originally published for the Christian Science Sentinel online, November 7th, 2024.
I once overheard a fellow church member say of one party's candidate, "I don't know how anyone can be a Christian Scientist and support them." It wasn't long after that, another church friend questioned how a person could be a Christian Scientist and support the other party's candidate. Political opinions can lead us to the conclusion that anyone who disagrees with the ideology we favor is wrong, that only our preferred ideology is correct. Of course, this is intellectually impossible. Political viewpoints belonging to various parties can include ideas that are intelligent, useful, and important. So what causes us to take it personally when we disagree with others' ideas or makes us attempt to influence another to think the way we do, and if they don't, to consider them as an enemy, or at least less of a friend? What causes family members to separate themselves from each other based on these differences? Human opinions find their source in external influences such as social media and left or right focused journalism, as opposed to spiritual inspiration, which is strictly a divine influence. Aren't extremes of political opinions really based on ignorance of the nature of God as all good and all powerful? And of God as providing all good to his loved sons and daughters? This ignorance can cause us to fear factors that seem to be out of our control. For instance, fears about not having enough money to sustain one's family, or conversely, about losing what one already has, may be driving stormy emotions about a candidate's stance regarding the economy. But through Christian Science, we can gain a higher view. We can depend on a loving God as being in charge of our good, our health and safety, and our freedom, and prove that understanding prayer can bring that good into our experience. Then we won't be afraid or angry about someone we didn't vote for taking office. Much discourse on the internet promotes anger and fear through algorithms that lead many users to receive and share a constant diet of division mongering. That reinforces one-sided opinions, whereas spiritually inspired thought comes directly from our divine source, God, and promotes progress and unity of spirit. Of course, this divisiveness is nothing new. We need only to look to the Bible history of the Sadducees and Pharisees. According to Britannica.com, the Sadducees and Pharisees were in constant conflict with each other. The Pharisees emerged as a party of laymen and scribes in contradistinction to the Sadducees, i.e., the party of the high priesthood that had traditionally provided the sole leadership of the Jewish people. Christ Jesus provided a higher and more thoughtful model, turning people to God as the source of solutions in all human affairs and rebuking whatever error was present. Today, in like manner, Christian Science comes to the rescue of our current political discourse. It does not preach a conservative, a liberal, or any sort of human approach to policymaking, but a spiritual righteousness that blesses all. It lifts us from a rebuke of each other to a spiritual interpretation of the word rebuke, the kind Jesus employed when he rebuked violent winds and waves on a lake. He would not be brought down to the disciples' fear of being in a storm. Instead, he lifted them to a holy calm by rebuking the raging of material-mindedness. And he saith unto them, "Why art thou fearful, O ye of little faith?" Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Referring to a rest in Christ, a peace in love, Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, writes in her message to the Mother Church for 1902, "The thought of it stills complaint. The heaving surf of life's troubled sea foams itself away, and underneath is a deep settled calm." Webster defines rebuke as to check or restrain, to calm, to heal. When Jesus rebuked someone, he demanded through God's authority that something that was erroneous within them cease and desist. Mrs. Eddy counsels us in her book, No and Yes, to draw no lines whatever between one person and another, but think, speak, teach, and write the truth of Christian Science without reference to right or wrong personality in this field of labor. We should endeavor to be long-suffering, faithful, and charitable to all. To this small effort, let us add one more privilege, namely silence, whenever it can substitute censure. Let your opponents alone, and use no influence to prevent their legitimate action from their own standpoint of experience, knowing as you should that God will well regenerate and separate wisely and finely. With regard to politics and journalism, the Christian Science Monitor brings light, not heat, to political situations. It doesn't tell the reader what to think, but allows the readers to think for themselves and spotlights principle over personality. It does not assume a political position, but a higher view where all can come together in civil discourse and mutual respect. It calms the troubled thought. Lines from Hymn 76 in the Christian Science Hymnal describe how the political waters can be calmed. Every prayer to him is answered, prayer confiding in his will. Blessedness and joy are near thee. Hear his gentle peace, be still. Hear his voice above the tempest. I have not forsaken thee. In my hand thy name is graven. I will save both thine and thee. In other words, God is saying, I am in control. I, not a political party or leader, will save you.